Blog Talk Radio.
My heart started pounding as I listened to what I was saying. Cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was told in the 34th chapter of the Book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, He'll deliver us from them all. My trust still lies in You. I know You're gonna bring me through this trial that I'm not ending now. I know it's gonna get hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within Your arms and give You praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praising You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you all so much for joining. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, you should be so kind to continue to broadcast for me. But first, we want to ask prayer from Evangelist Ursula. And then we want to have our morning scripture from Evangelist Renee. And then I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, who should just take over. There's some things going on right now, and I need this to be done. Thank you all so much. Evangelist Ursula.
Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you and praise you for another opportunity. Hallelujah, God, to reign your glory. Hallelujah. Rise up in this prayer service. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we calling on your presence this morning. We calling on your power and your might. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. Can't do life without you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you never leave us or forsake us, God. We thank you for that you are right now, God, that you hear, receive, and answer our prayers, God. We thank you, God, for drawing us to your We thank you, God, that we were born to praise, worship, and honor you, God. We acknowledge you that you are our God. Hallelujah. You are our King, our Master, our Provider, our Healer, our Protector. You're everything and all things, God. We thank you for meeting every need, God. We thank you for whatever it is that's going on, God. We know that you make our crooked path straight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We cast down every trick, every method, everything that Satan tried to rise against the word of God. We cast it down and send it back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. We thank you for dominion, power, and authority, God. We thank you for boldness in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word. Hallelujah. We position and prepare ourselves to receive the promises of God. We thank you, God, for loving us. Hallelujah. Thank you for teaching us how to walk in love. Thank you for molding us and shaping us into what you would have us to be, God. We bow down before the throne altar of grace, God. Oh, God, your grace and your mercy is sufficient. Do what you want in us and through us, God. We'll do what you want us to do. Say what you want us to say, God. We submit and surrender to you this morning. Have your perfect way, God. Your purpose, your precepts, your concepts, your statutes, hallelujah. Your commandments, hallelujah. We will praise the Lord, hallelujah, all the days of our life, God. We submit and surrender to authority under you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Bless everyone on this line this morning, God. Bless them going and coming. Give them traveling grace to and from in the name of Jesus. Bless everything they touch, say, and do. Let it be blessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
We hear from Evangelist, and thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that beautiful prayer. Now we'd like to hear from Evangelist Renee. Praise God.
Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. But that, I just love that. I don't know where that's from, but ain't that anybody?
Yes, it's in Psalm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love that.
Amen.
The verse of the day will be Colossians 4:6. Let the conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. Amen.
Amen. You want to give us a sandwich today? Scripture on healing?
Give you a scripture on healing?
Yeah.
Just a second. I know you caught me up first, so far.
Okay, well, we can come back to you,
Yeah.
Okay. Praise God. And that scripture that you quoted earlier, this is the day the Lord hath made, it's in Psalms 118 and verse 24. Praise God. Mm-hmm. 118, 24.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise God. Well, we want to thank each and every one. Amen. Amen. And as we continue on our teaching, our pastor is and so we left off yesterday with Hebrews 1 and 3, verses 1 through 3, I'm sorry. Evangelist Ursula, are you able to read today?
Yes, ma'am. What you want me to get?
Hebrews 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 3.
Hebrews. Amen. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. And God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Through him also he made the world, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself a purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, it reads, going through a long line of prophets, God has been addressing our ancestor in different ways for centuries. Recently, he spoke to us directly through his Son. By his Son, God created the world. Praise God. God created the world in the beginning, and it will all belong to the Son at the end. This Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says. Powerful words. After he finished the sacrifices for sin, the Son took his honored place high in the heavens right alongside God. Amen, amen. So you see, God is using our Lord Jesus. That's how he speaks to us. Jesus Christ speaks to us, and it's through his word. That's why it's so important for us to be in his word, because now, as the scripture we also shared was in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3, where that's what we are to set our affections above. So if we are living this life of Christ, this is our right, and he's doing a new thing with us, so we got to come away from that old. And we're going to read, let me read it out of God's word, those verses as well, because it said, God has spoken to us through his Son. And it also reads, it says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors at many different times and in many different ways through the prophets. So you see, at that time, he used the prophets. goes on to say, in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God made his Son responsible for everything. His Son is the one through whom God made the universe. His Son is the reflection of God's glory and the exact likeness of God's being. He holds everything together through his powerful words. After he had cleansed people from their sins, he now holds the honored position, the one next to the majestic God, the Father, on the heavenly throne. And I remember Pastor was sharing with us that God is doing a new thing. And that new thing is that he's speaking to us through his word. So you got to be in the word to know what he's telling us. You got to allow his word to be in us. And that's why we have to separate ourselves from the world. And as we were saying, new, he's doing a new thing. He's done away with the sacrifice of the bulls, the sacrifices of doves, and whatever they used at that time as a sacrifice. Because Jesus is our sacrifice. He sacrificed his life for us all. So if we go to Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and let's read verses 1 through, 13 to take us all the way out. Okay, well, let's start with verses 1 through 5. So that's Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 5.
Amen. Now, this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest, which seated at the right hand of God, which seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty of the heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown in you on the mountain. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, and as much he also mediator and a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like that
amen.
Last word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. So from the Message Bible, it says a new plan. In essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative right alongside God. And we just read that in chapter 1, that now Jesus, he mirrors everything. That means he imitates everything that God, so he could be like God. So he is God. He's God. I'm trying to get back to that verse. He finished and honored the place in heavenly. Okay, that took us down a little further.
Yeah, I can't really see my numbers real good because I marked up my Bible. Amen. Sorry.
Amen. Don't feel bad. I my Bible marked too. Praise God. when we go back to chapter 1, and then I'm going to come back to this chapter 8. But it says, I'm trying to find the one where it says he mirrors God. Okay, here it is. It said, this Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. Okay? So then when we go over here to the 8th chapter, in that first verse, and where it tells us, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the Son. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the majesty, on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Okay, so in the Message Bible, I hope I'm not going too fast. So in the Message Bible, it said, in essence, we have such a high priest, authority, right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Didn't say it was built by man. And it didn't say it was built by man's hand. It said it was built by God. That third verse says, the assigned task of a high priest is to offer both gifts and sacrifices. And it's no different with the priesthood of Jesus. If he were limited to earth, he wouldn't even be a priest. I don't know if y'all had caught that on yesterday. The pastor had said that Jesus, he wasn't of the priestly order. You know, it was the Levites that did all of that. And so right here, it just brings that right out. It says, if he were limited to earth, he wouldn't even be a priest. We wouldn't need him, since there are plenty of priests who offer the gifts designated in the law. These priests provide only a hint of what goes on in the true sanctuary of heaven, which Moses caught a glimpse of as he was about to set up the tent shrine. It was then that God said, be careful to do it exactly as you saw it on the mountain. So he had to make it precise. So that second verse of the 8th chapter, it said, a minister, talking about Jesus Christ, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, and not which the Lord pitched and not man. Let me read that again. A minister of the sanctuary and a true tabernacle, which the Lord did and not man. So you see, he's doing a new thing with us. So as we continue to read here in chapter 8, if you will, let us read verses 6 through 13, please. Hebrews 8, 6 through 13.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who served the copy and shadow of heaven things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle, where he said, okay, here goes six. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. But if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Because finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the houses of Israel and with the house of Judah. Amen.
Amen.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day when I took them. Okay, amen. Hallelujah. A new one. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So from the Message Bible, it says, but Jesus' priestly work far surpasses what these other priests do, since he's working from a far better plan.
Amen.
If the plan, the old covenant, had worked out, a second wouldn't have been needed. But we know the first was found wanting because God said, heads up, the days are coming when I'll set up a new plan for dealing with Israel and Judah. I'll throw out the old plan I set up with their ancestors when I led them by the hand out of Egypt. They didn't keep their part of the bargain, so I looked away and let it go. Then he says, this new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time, I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. So you see right there, it's new. So we got to let go of the old. I believe it tells us in Galatians that the Old Testament is like a schoolmaster. It was preparing us. It was giving us history, if you will. You know, like in school, we have the history books that tell us about things that had happened in the past. So we can look at the Old Testament that way because that's our schoolmaster. And a lot, it references to the New Testament. Remember, we're new in Christ. We're to set our affections on things above now. And because of that, we know that Jesus Christ made it possible. So now when we say in Christ Jesus, we're talking about the Spirit. You know, Pastor talked about that too. He touched on that also. So now that he's doing a new thing, it's a new covenant we have with him, we don't have to do those sacrifices. Our sacrifice now is altogether different. We are to worship him in spirit and in truth. So we are to be in the word of God so that, and have an open spirit. Now we have to be open-minded. We have to say, Lord, come into my heart so that I can understand the word the way you want it. Help me to receive it. And so the more we meditate on God's word, the more we hear the word of God, the more we study his word, that's how we get that word in the lining of our hearts. Sometimes, if you like me, I have to write it down. You know, I might have to write it down so many times. I have to keep it before me so that I'm meditating on that word. And that way, in a time when you need it most, it just comes right out of you, like it flows out of you, like rivers of water. You know how you see a fountain, how that water overflows, how it comes up out of the ground and then it shoots out, it just overflows. The word of God can be in us that way also. So let me read those scriptures also from God's word as well. So I read it from the Message Bible. So from God's word, beginning with the first verse, it says, the main point we want to make is this. We do this kind of chief priest. this chief priest holds the honored position, the one next to the majestic God, the Father, on the heavenly throne. He serves as priest of the holy place and of the true tent set up by the Lord and not by human, I almost say human hands, but not by any human. Every chief priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, this chief priest had to offer something. If he were on earth, he would not have even been a priest. On earth, other priests offered gifts by following the instructions that Moses gave. They serve at a place that is a pattern, a shadow of what is in heaven. Isn't that beautiful to know?
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to make everything based on the plan I showed you on the mountain. So see, God was telling Moses he had to put this exactly like he saw it on the mountain.
Yeah.
Substitute, Jesus. Don't leave nothing out.
Yes,
it's that Jesus has been given a priestly work that is superior to the Levitical priest. He also brings a better promise from God that is based on better guarantees. So we know about better guarantees. You know, when you buy, say, like a new refrigerator, you want a guarantee that this refrigerator is going to last as long as we need it to last. And so a lot of times you have to buy additional guarantee or warranty so that it's covered if anything happened to it. So you think about that. This is far better than the material that we buy. This guarantee comes from God. So it's a far better. It's better. It says, if nothing had been wrong with the first promise, no one would look for another. Now, isn't that the truth? So if it's something that you buy and it's guaranteed, it's not going to falter no kind of way, you're good. But then, think about our Lord and Savior. Far better. Far better.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The new life. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So it goes on to say, but God found something wrong with his people and said to them, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new promise to Israel and Judah. It will not be like the promise that I made to their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of Egypt. They rejected that promise, so I ignored them, says the Lord. But this is the promise that I will make to Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my teachings inside them, thank you, Lord, and I will write those teachings on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Amen, amen. But I am so thankful that Jesus did it all for us. and I wanted to read Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3, before we close out. I'm looking at the time here. Oh, yeah. This will be our last scripture. I went over our time just a little bit. But let us close out with that scripture, and then we'll have our pastor. I don't know if he's available to say anything before we close. So Colossians verses 1 through 3.
Amen. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So for the Message Bible, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is, seeing things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. Amen, amen. Praise God. So we thank God for the new, opening our eyes to the new, so that we can let go of the old. Amen, amen. So we're going to ask, before we close out, if Evangelist Renee, does she have anything she wanted to share with us? Okay. I didn't want to close out without asking. Okay. All right. Maybe she'll be ready for us on tomorrow. Pastor.
Have a blessed day.
And everyone have a blessed day. We'll see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, the first piece of bread would be, this Micah. I don't know if I said it right. Micah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 6:8. No, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love, mercy, to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Amen.
Our second piece of bread will be, yes, because this is from John. You guys, he cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce meat, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, for they will produce even more.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That was John 13. I'm not sure John 15. If they'll give me the first number, it just says John 15. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Did I do two pieces of bread or what?
That was two.
Okay. Thank you. Inside our sandwich, we're going to put the scripture we stand on. By his stripes, we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And our God is good all the time. And all the time, he is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again. Each and everyone. Everyone stay blessed, and we'll see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon. God bless.
God bless. Love you all.
God bless. Love you all also.